All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive. You know how this works? You ask, and we dive deep. And today, we're tackling a topic that a bunch of you have been requesting. Stewardship, as seen through the teachings of Jesus.
A topic with surprising depth. It's easy to get stuck on the surface, but we're going beyond the basics today, exploring how Jesus used parables, stories, and those direct, powerful statements to challenge how we think about the resources we've been given.
And it's not just about money, right? We're talking talents, time, relationships, the whole nine yards.
Absolutely. It's about viewing everything as a gift.
Okay, so let's jump right into it. When I think about Jesus and stewardship, the parable of the talents immediately springs to mind. You know, the one where a master entrusts his servants with different sums of money before he goes on a trip.
Right, and this parable often gets reduced to work hard and make more money, but there's so much more to it than that.
Yeah, it's easy to get caught up in the money part, but it's more about how they handle what they're given, isn't it? Like their character.
Precisely. It's about using your resources, whatever they may be, to their fullest potential. It's about initiative, creativity, not letting fear hold you back.
That reminds me of something you mentioned earlier about the parable of minas, which is in Luke's gospel. Can you refresh our memory on that one?
Absolutely. So in this parable, a nobleman is about to be crowned king, and he entrusts his servants with these things called minas. Now, a mina, back then, we're talking serious cash, like years' worth of wages for some folks. Imagine being handed that kind of responsibility.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I'd be terrified. Talk about pressure.
Exactly. And I think that's part of the point Jesus is making. It's about that weight of responsibility that comes with being entrusted with gifts. It's about not burying those gifts, those talents, those resources out of fear.
It's a good point. Because when you think about it, we do often shy away from taking risks, from really stepping into our full potential because we're afraid of failing.
And there's this misconception that playing it safe is somehow more righteous. But even in the secular world, we recognize the importance of strategy, of investment. Think about the parable of the shrewd manager, for instance.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay, remind me about that one again.
So in this parable, you have a manager who's about to be fired, right? And instead of panicking, he uses his remaining authority to secure his future, even if it means bending the rules a little. He uses what he has, even if it's considered worldly wisdom, to make things better for himself and others.
Okay, so it's not about hoarding resources, but about leveraging them, making the most of what you've got.
Exactly. And I think there's a really important lesson there about using our skills, our networks, whatever we've been given, to make a real difference in the world.
So it's not just about getting rich. It's about having an impact. Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But where does the heart come into all of this? Jesus talks a lot about the heart.
He does. And this is where that famous line comes in. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
Oh, from Matthew, right?
Yep. Matthew 6.21. And I think it's easy to get caught up in the material aspect of that verse, but Jesus is talking about so much more than money here. He's talking about our priorities, what we truly value, what we invest our time, our energy, our emotions into.
Like, what actually matters to us at our core? And that reminds me of the story of the poor widow who gave just a few pennies at the temple. She didn't have much to give financially, but...
But her offering meant everything. It represented a huge sacrifice on her part. And Jesus actually points her out as an example of true generosity. It's not about the amount. It's about the heart behind it, the willingness to give, even when it's difficult.
Exactly. And I think that can be a tough lesson to apply, especially in a world where we're constantly bombarded with messages about material success. Speaking of which, Jesus had some pretty strong words about wealth, didn't he?
He did. He wasn't afraid to address the dangers of wealth head on.
Like, is it wrong to be wealthy?
That's where things get nuanced. It's not wealth itself that's the issue, but rather what we do with it and how we let it shape our priorities, right? Jesus isn't saying money is inherently evil, but he echoes warning against letting it become an idol.
Like that image he uses, the camel trying to fit through the eye of a needle.
Such a powerful image. It highlights just how easily material possessions can become obstacles on our spiritual journeys if we're not careful.
It's definitely a balancing act. And speaking of balancing acts, stewardship goes beyond finances, right? When Jesus sends out his disciples, he tells them to take practically nothing with them. What's that about?
It's about trust, isn't it? Trusting that God will provide even when you feel completely unequipped. That's a powerful lesson in reliance not on our own resources, but on something much greater than ourselves.
And maybe even discovering inner resources we didn't even know we had.
Exactly. That's often when we're at our most resourceful, our most creative, when we have to depend on something beyond ourselves.
It's like that old saying, necessity is the mother of invention. You find a way. But Jesus wasn't advocating for neglecting our responsibilities either, was he? Like in the story of the leper, he heals.
Right. He heals the man who's overjoyed, obviously. And Jesus tells him to go make the offering required by the law. It's a great example of how, even amidst the miraculous, we still have responsibilities.
That's so interesting. It's like those everyday things still matter. We have to integrate those everyday actions with our faith.
Exactly. It's all connected. Our faith informs how we live our lives, how we handle our resources, how we interact with others. It's about that integration of the spiritual and the practical.
So if we're trying to tie all of this together, it sounds like stewardship, in the context of Jesus's teachings, is really about aligning our priorities with what truly matters, with the understanding that everything we've been given is a gift.
Perfectly put. It's about recognizing the gifts in our lives, our talents, our time, our resources, our relationships, and asking ourselves, how can I use these gifts, invest these gifts today to make a positive impact? How can I be a good steward of what I've been given?
And that's a question we should probably all be asking ourselves a lot more often.
Couldn't agree more.